Hallelujah. It's getting better. Hallelujah. And we are coming into a new dispensation. The old is passing, and the new. Spirit. So I'm going to continue from where she stopped. I think you need to tune this down a bit. It's a bit time. I'm going to continue from where she stopped. To talk about the seed. The seed. And then Christ in the soul. Amen. I will open from Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 16. I'm so excited about verse 16, Galatians 3:16. I'm so excited. Must I use it? Hey. Galatians 3:16. It says, "And now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." Amen. I'm so excited to know that the seed is Christ. Because as the little sister was telling us, you know, from seed, you have the tree. And from the tree, you have the fruits. Amen. And it's comforting to know that the seed is Christ. You know, when I shared it with my wife, do you know that beautiful sister that is called my wife? Okay, she's at the back there. After this, go and tell her and say, "Sister, you are a beautiful sister." Amen. If we just say amen. 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 I said to her, "Look, I'm so excited with this scripture." You said, "Haven't you seen it before?" I said, I have been seeing it, but I'm seeing it in a new way. And I'm praying you can see it in a new way. Amen. You know, so the seed is Christ. The seed is Christ. And you know, that makes all the difference. Hallelujah. You know, and I'm praying that you can see it today. And I'm praying that we can see it today. And then we can learn the secret, you know, of the power of Christ. Hallelujah. There is somebody I know who saw the power of that scripture. In fact, he wrote it. His name is Brother Paul. He saw the power of that scripture. So let's read another one that he wrote. Let's go to chapter 2. Amen. You say, "I am." So when he says "I am," it is talking of something. He's talking of somebody. Who is the "I am"? Okay. But it says I am is going to, you know, is going to experience something. You know, and that is my that experience I am praying to have. He says, I am. You know, there is another I am. Do you know the other I am? Eh? Moses went to him. He said, who shall I say sent me? He said, tell them, I am sent you. Hallelujah. He said, I am sent you. So, can there be two I ams? Can there be two? There's one I am. The another one has said I am. What do you think is going to happen? Amen. So let's look at what happened to the second I am. It says, I am crucified with Christ. You know, so we're talking about the seed. And the scripture tells us that the seed is Christ. So that seed is going to crucify another one. It's going to crucify the I am. Hallelujah. Amen. So Paul said, I am crucified. So I don't know which school of thought you belong, but I belong to the school of thought that says that the I am is the soul. Amen. Okay? I am is the soul, is you. I am crucified. It's a sentence. But it's a sentence of blessing because the principle says, except the grain of wheat falls to the ground and does what? Dies. It cannot bring forth fruit. So if there's anyone here who wants to bring fruit, you know, I'm giving you the principles of fruitfulness, that there has to be a cross experience. Now that is something that many of us do not want. We do not like the cross experience. The church does not like the cross experience. We hear very little of it being preached. Amen. But the Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. So if the seed is going to bring forth fruit, it will only bring forth fruit when I am is crucified. Amen. Hallelujah. So Galatians 2, we know it's a very powerful scripture in verse 20. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I am, but Christ liveth in me. Hallelujah. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith or by the life or by the Christ of God who is in me. Hallelujah. You know, so I don't know if you understand it, but let me try and see if I can illustrate it. Let's see if we can illustrate it. I don't know if you can see at the back, but it doesn't appear bright enough or dark enough. Warren, please give me that bag. My bag is there. Bring it. There's, I have another set of markers there. Okay, this is a bit better. So, if this is the soul, if this is the soul, We understand that the soul has four natures.
There's another one here, so I'll mess it. This one.
We understand that the soul has four natures. So,
this one, let's open it.
So, the soul is the I am, is you. Okay, that is our understanding. We are convinced about it. And that this soul has a spirit, so it has a human spirit. And also has a body, the human body. Okay, so the soul is the I am, is you. So we will say the soul is the small I am. In Adam, it became a god. In Adam, this soul became a god, because the Adam said to the soul, so to Adam, sorry, the devil said to Adam, if you do so and so, you become like God. All right, so the soul bought it swallowed it and fell. All right, so this soul, we say it is a fallen, we have the fallen soul man. So, when God made this soul, it was made him a living soul. It was a living soul. Okay, so we can draw another arrow to say the soul was a living soul. Because it said God breathed into the clay and this clay became. So it's a new reality. All right? That came from the spirit and from the dust of the ground. A third reality came, and he said, this man became a living soul man. Amen. The last soul man fell. I want you to understand that. The soul nature, that soul fell. Now, what was the reason? Why did it fall? It fell because a different principle, another energy came into him. All right? And that energy that entered into the soul is the energy of darkness. So you have two things now working. I want you to understand it. There are two things working. You have the soul man, which was invaded by another principle called darkness. And when he received that darkness, the nature of the soul became sin, became corrupted, died. Amen. So there are two things working. Hallelujah. And now, there's another third principle. As a third principle, as a third principle, and it's the principle of what I will call the spirits of darkness. Now, these are spirits that feed on darkness. They receive energy and receive life from darkness. So you can see there are three things. One is the nature of your soul. Two is the darkness that came into the soul. And then number three are the spirits that follow the darkness. So as the darkness came into the soul of man, those spirits followed it and came in also. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
As a little child, I remember seeing a frog run across, and the snake followed the frog because he wanted to eat the frog. Amen. Amen. Without the darkness coming into the soul of man, the spirits of darkness will not have had access to the soul of man. Hallelujah. So, I am is dealing with two other things. The I am, your soul, is dealing with two other things. You are dealing with, one, you are dealing with the fallen nature of your soul that doesn't want to pray. Your mind, the mind of man is contrary to God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing you can do about it. Your mind is contrary. The emotions are wild. Eh? The desires, you cannot even control your desires. Hallelujah. Your will, you have your own will. Jesus says, not my will. Don't you understand? You have your will, which is working contrary to the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then, so this is number three. There is a number four. The number four is what the Bible calls the sin. That is other dead souls. It's not just only you. There are other people, you have other neighbors who have the same problem like you. And the Bible says every child born into the world is born with a nature, a fallen nature. He's struggling with a fallen nature. Somebody says, I have my own issues. Yes, I have my own issues. You know, it's because I'm dealing with my fallen nature. I'm dealing with the darkness in me. And I'm dealing with the spirits that are feeding on the darkness. Hallelujah. And the Bible calls it the sea. It's dark. Amen. Some people call it public opinion. So it's not just you dealing with yourself. You have to overcome the world also. Alright, so that is number four. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, somebody, I remember the first time I heard that song. I think I heard it from Sister Uzi. She sang that song. He said, he paid the debt he didn't owe. I owe the debt I couldn't pay. I needed someone. Christ Jesus spared the death that I couldn't. You know, my heart is filled with song. Amen. I don't know if you are you seeing what I am seeing? There was no chance. Don't you understand? Amen. Darkness came. And you know, the man fell. He said, from this day, you in dying, you will continue to die. Don't you understand? The soul is on the way down to hell. Nobody can stop it. Hallelujah. And then on top of it, there are spirits that are feeding on the darkness. Not just feeding on the darkness, feeding on the fallen nature of the soul. Don't you understand? So it is in the interest of the devil that you continue to be soulish. Amen. That I am must continue to act. Don't you understand? The small I am will continue to play God. Hallelujah. And while I'm doing that, somebody is feeding fat. Hallelujah. The devil had a plan completely sealed. He had it all made. Hallelujah. But there was one young man called Yeshua. Okay, I want you to call it with me now. 1, 2, 3. Yeshua. No, you're not getting it. Now, when you call it, try and get as many much life as you can. Okay, 3, 4, go. Yeshua. Amen. He came into the scene. Amen. I don't know if you understand. Maybe you are following the God of your father. So you say, let me follow him. Maybe today you will have a God. Hallelujah. Maybe today you will see. Amen. You know, there was one young lady. You know, she had 5 husbands. Yeah, struggling for life, crying for life. That young woman is like his soul. falling lost. First husband, not satisfied. Second one, third one. Those five husbands are the five senses. Anyway, that's a different thing. Amen. Until she drank the living water. Hallelujah. May we drink the living water today. May my soul touch the foundation, that fountain of life. He said, in your life, we shall see light.
Amen.
Have you come there? Do you have a revelation of the Christ in you? Amen.
Amen.
Not your God, not your father's God, but you have seen something. You know, the man told, he said, the man is born again. He cannot see. Hallelujah. You know, you must see before you can even enter. Before you can talk of change. And then before you can talk about union, oneness. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a game changer. What was the game changer? Amen. Amen. And that game changer is what? God had a plan. And the plan is that into this very hostile environment of the soul, he will bring a seed. Hallelujah. And that seed is what? Christ. Amen. Let's read again Galatians 3:4. Galatians 3:16. It's like John 3:16. What does he say? Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. Stop. Let's go and look at the promise. Verse 8. Verse 6 of verse 3. It says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are what? The children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, Nigerians, everybody, amen, through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee, in your loins, in your seed, shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the promise. God promised him, say, in your seed. And that seed is Christ. Amen. In your seed shall all nations be saved. Amen. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulled or added thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant which was confirmed before God, before of God, in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we are looking at the power of our salvation. But it was something that was planned, which was before even Moses made the law. God had made a promise in Christ. Hallelujah. So we are looking at that promise. Now, what is the promise? The promise is that Christ will marry the soul. Christ will possess the soul. Christ will come into the soul and possess it. Amen. Now, I want you to look at number one here. The number one has the same objective, to possess my soul and to possess your soul. Amen. It has the same objective, to come in and take over. In other words, the darkness that came into the soul of man has the ambition to possess the mind. It has ambition to possess the will. It has ambition to possess your emotions. And it also desires to take away or to take all that is in the desire. Amen. So we are looking at all or nothing. You know? So the darkness that came in on day one in that garden has been spreading through the nature of the soul. Amen. Every day is spreading. Every day is spreading. Amen. Hallelujah. It is doing that because that is the principle also of the Christ. That the Christ that comes into the soul has one objective, to possess the desires, to possess the will, and to possess the mind. Amen. Of course, in the middle here, we'll call it the heart. This is the heart of man. Alright? So the devil wants to have complete control, just like Christ also wants to have complete control. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us that before Christ came, sin was already possessing the soul, was already working. Alright? Was already pulling down my desires, my will, and so on. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me show you the scripture. In Ezekiel 4:28. I don't know if that's the one that has it. No, let's look at Isaiah. I think Isaiah is better in this respect. Isaiah 14. I'm not telling anything new. It's what you already know. Amen. Verse 13. Okay, let's read from 12. It says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Hillel, O Lucifer?" It's a wrong translation. "Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, with this weaken the nations? For thou hast said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I hope you know your soul is a realm of heaven. It's heaven. Amen. I will ascend into the soul, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Amen. So this is the battle that you are involved in. You know, after you have worn your shirt, you dress fine, you put the perfume, you do everything that you have done. Amen. Down in your soul, this is the reality. There is a reality of a spiritual confrontation of light and darkness within the range of your soul. Amen. Say amen. You're not answering me. Amen. You know it already. I'm just trying to remind you that that is the reality. I know sometimes as young people, we forget reality. We are concerned about dress, you know, want to pass our WAEC, want to pass JAM, want to pass JSS, want to pass this. As young, you know, when you are young, a young adult, you have your family, you want to make ends meet, you are doing this, you are doing that, you are doing that. You know, but once in a while, in a conference like this, we need to touch the reality. Amen. You may be here, you're just following, follow. Yeah, they say go to a cab meeting. You follow them to cab meeting. Praise God for you. Amen. Maybe you have never really had the revelation of Christ. Maybe you have never really had an encounter. Tonight is your time. You see, very small amen. Hallelujah. Maybe you have never really seen Christ. You have not understood the reality. But the reality is that your soul is a prize that is being fought over. The devil wants his soul. He desires your soul. He desires my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let me show us another one. Maybe this one will convince us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Second Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 3 and 4. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. The Greek says apostasia. Okay, a turning away, a rebellion, a shift of focus. Except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. I know many people, they go to great lengths to prove about the Antichrist, computer, so and so. I'm not in that. I don't have that burden. Amen. My own burden is the spiritual one. That's what I'm telling you about. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just want to slow us down this evening. Drop down the curtain. Amen. So that we can see the reality. And what is the reality? That in all that we are doing, you know, we are playing around with the internet, we are playing around with this, playing around with this. In all the things we are playing around with, I want you to understand that there is someone who wants to sit in my soul and in your soul as God. And he's not just doing, he's opposing everything that is called God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a reality that is working. And your relationship with God will take a new dimension from the day you see that revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. And the question is, have you seen it? Do you know the reality of this battle for my soul? When you have feelings you don't understand, when you have things working in your desire that you don't understand, you are born again, filled with the Spirit, but there are certain conditions and situations that overpower, you have no answer. Maybe it can remind you that you are dealing with. Paul said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're doing what? We're wrestling against princes. Huh? Powers. Rulers of the darkness. Amen. Where is the darkness? The darkness, as we have shown, is in my desire, in my emotion. There are spirits that rule it. They manufacture it, they refine it, they break it down into different forms to look appealing to you. Don't you understand? You call it fashion, you call it this, you call it that. New way of dancing, new way of doing this, new way of doing this. But I want you to understand. Paul said, having done all to stand. And I'm saying, having done all, may we understand that there is a darkness in my soul. And there are rulers of that darkness. There are spirits that have a God-given authority to modify, manipulate, refine, hide, present in such a way that it becomes presentable. Darkness becomes presentable. Amen. Today, the homosexual movement is becoming fashionable. There are lots of churches that will die to defend their rights. How did that come about? Because somebody has been working to make it look fashionable. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? I'm saying that there is a spiritual contention in the spirit. And we, as the people of God, young men, young women in God, you know, my generation was a jerk generation. The Bible says, if we run with the footmen, what they say? They say they wearied you. What are you going to do with the horses? Amen. Hallelujah. Our own was jet age. What is your own? So, you are dealing with heavy duty deception, heavy duty spiritual onslaught upon the emotion, the desire, the way it is high level. Amen. Hallelujah. And the song says, let us go to the mountain. Hallelujah. O Zion, let us go to the mountain. Hallelujah. Let us go out of the valley, Judea. Let us go out of the valley and go to the mountain. Because it says, on Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Amen. And everyone who will come there will come to a point of. So we're saying, what can you do? What can I do to have victory in my emotions? Have victory in my desires? Huh? Okay, let's read that, my favorite scripture. I have one scripture I like very much. So let's read it. Because it's very much for me as it is for you. Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16:32. He said, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And this, he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh his seat. Amen. Amen. What is the problem? You don't like what I'm saying? You don't want to respond? Okay, let's read the sister scripture to this one. It has another scripture that goes with it. Proverbs 25. Proverbs 25, verse 28. Amen. What does it say? He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down. Can we read it together? Amen. What is the problem now? But you're good. They're not answering me again. Now. What did I do? Okay. So now, when we read it, you raise your hand up. Raise one right hand up. And you put your left hand on the scripture. Okay. Make sure everybody must do it. There's no sleeping now. So put your left hand on the scripture and raise your right hand up. Amen. Good. Oh, yeah, I'm putting it. Okay. Three, go. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without wall. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that young men are strong and overcome the devil. Amen. So that is hope for you and for me. Amen. You know, so we're looking at, you know, something they call besetting sin. I have tried. God knows I have tried. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. We're speaking about bondages. We're speaking about imprisonment. Being imprisoned by a habit, by a desire, by a relationship, by an idea, by a craving. Something. Hallelujah. Let's say something. Now, the Bible says there are spirits that do not have bodies. You look at the soul. A time comes when the body is separated from the soul. Amen. And if the body is separated from the soul has no more business in this realm. In this realm of energy, it's an energy realm, I hope you know. For those who are interested in that, it's a realm of energy. The engineers, don't just read engineering for nothing. Apply to spiritual principles. Amen. To the edge, this edge you see is a realm of energy. Hallelujah. After some time, the soul goes to a higher realm of operation that it doesn't require this one anymore. But for those souls, they are now in a very difficult condition because they need energy to survive. If that soul has not been, if Christ has not entered it, don't you understand? Christ is that living water, is the source of life. If Christ did not enter that soul until he died, that means that soul will forever be looking for life. That's what the Bible calls hell. It's a dimension of hell. He's looking for energy. You cannot get it from God. So the only way to get it is from who? He will come and look for another man who has a body. Amen. And that person that has the body may be his brother or his nephew or his niece or his sister. So, the Bible calls them demons. They are disembodied spirits. They are looking for heat. And therefore, they come and they will join number three. The spirits of darkness. And they'll be looking to get their energy from the realm of the soul. Amen. Because you have a body. So you're of interest to them. Hallelujah. Now I'm saying these things because the modern world has become so spiritual that the people of God have become so worldly that we are not aware of the spiritual dynamisms that are operating. I think this month, that rascal girl, J.K. Rowling, she's bringing another book on Harry Potter. She's releasing two more books. Hallelujah. And the youth, their soul is open to drink it. And they are friends. So they get more demons and they begin to influence you in their lifestyle. Hello. But meanwhile, you that ought to be influencing them, you are just having a nice time. Okay? You like to eat, you go and have, have fun. I hope you understand that after you have had fun, that there is a spirit walking behind the fun. Hallelujah. So we need to understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against princes, powers, rulers of darkness. And you call it spiritual wickedness where? In the high realms of the mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But there is good news. Tell your friend there is good news. Oh yeah. Brother, tell that sister there is good news. Sister, tell the brother. Tell your friend now. Tell your friend there is good news. Something good has happened. Amen. Things are getting better. What's the good news? Okay, follow me. Christ in the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Let's go to Philippians. 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 There are so many of them now. I don't know which one to read first. Okay, let's start from Philippians. Philippians 1:21. It's a declaration made by that young man called Paul. What did he say? He says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Amen. So let's go on to I think it's Thessalonians where it says, "I can do all things through Christ." Where is it? I think it's 4:7. Thessalonians 4:7. Where is it? Where it says, "I can do all things through." Forward. Is it Philippians? Philippians. Okay, yes, I thought I got it. Philippians 4:8. No, it says forward. Yes. Philippians 4:13, it says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens my mind, my emotions, my desire, and my will." Now, so what are we trying to achieve this night? We are trying to show an alternative. We are trying to show how you can overcome in a natural day-to-day life. Amen. Yeah, no amen. Amen. How are you going to overcome? Is it through your fallen mind? Amen. Paul said, I can do nothing. But it is the Christ in me that makes a difference. Amen. Through that Christ walking in me, walking in my mind, walking in my emotion, I can do all things. Amen. It's like that young man called David. He came against the Goliath. We have Goliaths in our lives. Amen. There are Goliaths in our desires, in our emotions. Every day he confronts you. And sometimes he flaws. There are some people sleeping. Please tell that young lady, tell her not to sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not saying amen. What shall we do now? Okay, do we need an exercise? David, do we need exercise to wake us up from sleep? Hallelujah. So, David came against Goliath. How did David overcome Goliath? He says, I come against you in the name. Hallelujah. I come against you in the nature. Hallelujah. So, if we are going to overcome, we are going to overcome in the name. By the strength of Christ that is within us. Hallelujah. Amen. So, he says, I can do all things, not by my strength. So it's not of him that willeth. It's not of him that runneth. But it is Lord, the Lord that showeth mercy. Christ in me, I can do all things. The strength I have is because of the Christ. So because of the Christ, I can trust in God that the Christ in me will quicken. We'll bring a resurrection. This morning, our brother was speaking about resurrection. That this fallen dead mind, dead soul, there is hope for it. Why? Because you say, if the spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead also dwells in me, what will he do? That same spirit will do what? Will quicken me, will raise up my fallen natures. Amen. So when we speak of Christ, I shout. Because I have a hope of resurrection. Amen. I have a hope that my emotions will change. I have a hope that my desires will change. I have a hope that I am going to change. Why? Because the Christ in me is raising me up from the dead. Hallelujah. Yeah, the amen is not shout loud enough. Oh. Amen. There was a man called Lazarus. Huh? Lazarus is you and me. Lazarus is your soul and my soul. Amen. How long was Lazarus in the dead? He said he was dead for 4 days. That is Lazarus. Right? Dead for 4 days. Somebody say amen. Don't you understand? This is Lazarus. Why is Lazarus so important in the book of John? Because it's a prophetic word to you and to me. Amen. Because they said to the man, say, look, he's dead by now. He's thinking. How many people here have a stinking personality? You are so ashamed. He said, God, don't even let us discuss that. That thing that happened the other day, please. Let us forget it forever and ever. Amen. How many people are there? Okay, just raise your hand inside. Just raise it like this. Just raise it like this. Say, he's stinking. How many people have a stinking emotion here? If they project the emotion, this all will clear. Don't you understand? If they should attempt to project my mind, I'm dead. Amen. But there is hope for me. Amen. The man came and said, roll away the stone. He shouted, roll away the stone. And he said, Lazarus, comfort. That's the word to you this night. Do you want to comfort? You want to arise in a new life, a new desire, a new emotion, a new will, a new personality. How many people here have a stinking attitude? Yes, your doctrine is right, but your attitude is stinking. Amen. You are the one doing all the right things. Your brethren are not doing it at all. You know, like that rich man said, God, I fast. Not like this man here. Amen. Yes, he was doing right. They had a stinking attitude. And God said, this other one is more acceptable to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you there? Are you there? Do you want a resurrection? A resurrection of the inward man. Paul said, why do you think it is impossible for God to raise the dead? I mean, people here believe that God can raise the dead. Not the dead in the hospital. Leave the hospital alone. There is a hospital here. There is a dead in this body. Hallelujah. And God says, the time is coming when all that are in the grave will hear the voice of the Son of Man, even this night. Amen. And my prayer is that as we hear this word, it will bring life. It will break the tombs. He said, lose him and let him go. And that is the word of the Lord to you this night. It's the word of the Lord to me. Lose me and let me go. Hallelujah. Our emotions need to awake. We need to have a liberty in our emotion to desire the things of God. Somebody says, the things I want to do, I do not do them. It is the things I don't want to do, are the ones I do. What did he say? Oh, wretched man that I am. Hey, Yeshua, come down this night, oh God. Have mercy upon our soul. There's that song that says, in the name of Jesus, send the light. Can we sing it? In the name of Jesus, send the light. Send the light. Oh Lord Jehovah, send the light into my soul. In the name of Jesus, send the light. Send the light. Oh Lord Jehovah. Send your love into my soul. In the name of Jesus, send your love. Send your love. Oh Lord Jehovah. Send your love. My soul. Let's read one scripture now. Amen. I think it's 1 Corinthians. It speaks about the fragrance of Christ. Is this first chapter 2 or is this second chapter 2? So that make it the knowledge of the savor of Christ to be seen. Where is that? Yes, 2 Corinthians, verse 14. Now I say, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. Where? In Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of life unto death, of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. Amen. 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 You know, Christ brings a fragrance of life into us. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and I'm aware that many of us were struggling in our Christian walk. The reason why we struggle is because we do not have a revelation of the Christ in our soul. Amen. We are carrying the whole world upon our shoulder like Atlas. You know that man, they call him Atlas. He said he had the whole world upon his shoulder. No? Bible says Christ has been made a curse for us. It's a curse is everyone that died on the tree. Don't you understand? He has taken away the curse of sin. Amen. Amen. We don't need to carry it anymore. Because he is there, he has carried it. Hallelujah. But for me to come into that experience, there is another experience I must come to. Amen. Alright, so I would like to show that now. There is an experience. As an experience I need to have. Can I have something to claim? There's an experience I need to have. So when we look at the tabernacle, I hope you can see it. When you look at the tabernacle, there is an experience. An experience here is the experience of the cross. This is where I believe God wants us to come this night. We need to come to the cross. We need to come to the experience of the cross. Some people call it.
No, I just wanted this. Just don't worry. It's okay. Thank you.
Some people call it. This is the cross. Some people call it the brazen altar. An altar of brass. The brass altar. Now, it is a place where every soul must come to a place of judgment. So the question is, I didn't say, have you accepted Christ? If I ask you that, have you accepted Christ? You will agree, fine. But have you come to the brazen altar? Amen. Has your mind come to that altar? Has your emotion come to that altar? Amen. So we can look at the four corners of this altar as representing the soul. Amen. So my mind must come. I. My emotions must come. I. My desire must come. I. Hallelujah. And that is the experience. When Christ comes into the soul, he must bring the soul to that experience. Where do I write this now? The first experience is called Passover. They call it Passover or being born again. Let's write it as Passover. It means the beginning. Is the beginning of the journey of the soul, of the relationship. One of the things God was speaking to us this morning when we were praying was that God wants a relationship. He wants a relationship with the people, with you and with me. And that relationship must begin with a covenant, an agreement. Okay, can you show us Amos chapter 3 verse 3? Show us Amos chapter 3 verse 3. What does it say? Amos 3 verse 3. I say, can two walk together unless they are agreed? There must be an agreement. That agreement is a covenant. The emotion is insane, dead. Your mind is insane, dead. In fact, the whole realm of the soul is in prison, chained in darkness. Amen. And light comes. Christ comes. Amen. It doesn't just come like that. There must be a concrete agreement. Amen. All right, let me read another scripture. It's only 7:30. We're not even started. You know, but I just came. I'm sorry for you people because it's 3 hours. I saw him preaching somewhere. If you get ready, you go see something. Amen. So me, I've just started. I've not done anything. It's just 1 hour. I've not done anything yet. Say amen. There is no sleep. The road is very bad. You can't even go back if you want. So we're all here today. Amen. Where are we now? Where was I going to? Yes, I was going to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Bring your Bible, write down the reference. In your quiet time, you will go over it. That is how to study, to show yourself approved. So you must have your notebook. I hope you have your notebook. If you don't have, borrow a piece of paper, write it. Go and study it. Amen. Hallelujah. We're speaking about the entrance of Christ into the soul. And when Christ comes into your soul, what is the effect of Christ in your soul? Amen. That's what we are looking at, because we are all education people. This is not book people. So I expect you to think in that. So if Christ comes, there must be change. You can't just come and nothing will happen. Amen. So one, Christ must come into the soul, and the entrance of Christ into the soul is called Passover. It's the beginning of the salvation of that soul. Amen. And the Bible says we are not of them that draw back. Is it not? But we are those who press on to the what? The saving. The Christ comes into the soul to save the soul. Amen. That's why I'm excited. Hallelujah. I know it's bad news for the devil, because I have no chance with the devil. But Christ has overcome the world. Hallelujah. You see, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a public show. Don't you understand? The overcomer has entered my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. The game has changed. Yeah, if you don't seem excited, what will I do again? Okay, you want me to start jumping on the chairs? I will soon start jumping if you don't respond very well. Amen. Amen. The game has changed. I want you to say the game has changed. Amen. Amen. Christ has come into the soul. Amen. And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let me see if this one will quicken us up. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Before Christ came, I was lost. No hope. I couldn't save myself. I used to get born again every night. Don't you understand? Every night I did, I said, now I get born again. No sure. Then God have mercy on me, I'm born again. The devil is in trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. In whom the God of this world has done what? Blinded the minds of them we believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. Amen. For we preach not ourselves, not what I can do, or what I did, or what you can do, or what you did. Amen. But Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Christ's sake. Amen. So for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a light. When Christ comes, he comes with light. Hallelujah. Amen. So within your soul is a shining of a great light. Hallelujah. But you don't see the light, but the devil sees the light. Hallelujah. And Peter says it's like a light that shines in a dark place. Truly, the soul is a dark place. Don't you understand? Amen. Show us the scripture in Peter. I think it's 1 Peter. Is it 1:19 or so? Is it first or second Peter? Second Peter. Let's try second Peter. Okay, first Peter, second Peter 1:19. You say we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Did you read that? That the day star is going to rise in our hearts. Hallelujah. The day star is another name for the sun. Amen. Amen. So what he's saying is that there is going to be light. There is going to be light within the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. We're still talking of this light. Let's see another scripture about the light. We're looking at the effect of Christ. Effect of Christ in the soul. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, when the angel came to the woman. Luke chapter 1. It says the power of the highest. Where is that? Aha, we are there. Luke chapter 1, verse 34-35. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not Amen. Hallelujah. You know, many of us, we are in this place, we are wondering, how can we overcome? How can there be a change? But look at what the angel said. What the angel said to Mary. Mary is a type of the soul. Mary is a type of your soul. And, you know, as Mary received the seed, so also your soul receives the seed. Don't you understand? Amen. Say amen now if you believe it. Hallelujah. So one had a physical seed. Now this one has a spiritual seed. The real seed. Hallelujah. And that seed is what? Yeshua, Christ. Hallelujah. And the angel answered and said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall what? Overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is an overshadowing. When Christ comes into the soul, there is light. There is an overshadowing. There is a glory. There is something new that has happened. Hallelujah. Amen. And just like we were saying in the morning, you know, repentance is not a one-off thing. No, you just get born again and say, I repent. That's the end. No. It is turning from darkness to light. It is the turning of the soul from darkness to light. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So as your soul begins to turn from darkness, a great light is shining. And in this conference, more light is going to come into my soul. Amen. Amen. There's going to be a mighty rushing in of the light. Amen. Amen. Do you look forward for that? Amen. Amen. That's why when you are here, you cannot be playing around. You didn't come to drink Fanta. I see some people, before the end of the meeting, they have gone four times to go and drink Fanta. How then will Christ have chance to enter? Amen. Amen. So you need to put away the distractions. This body is a distraction. I want to eat. I want to do this. I want to rest. Say, my soul, sit down. David said, my soul, wait on the Lord. Amen. Because you are going to get a visitation from God. Amen. That's why you are here. You didn't come here to meet old friends, to have time. Well, if that's why you came, you will get it. Amen. But those who came to wait on the Lord will receive a visitation. Amen. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, if you open your heart, it will rush in. Brother, I'm speaking of light into the midst of the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a glory that's coming. Amen. There is a glory that's coming. We are speaking of the glory of Christ. There's another man that saw that light. Let's go and look at him. You find him in Revelation chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 9, he said, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the last day. I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, so on and so on. Verse 12. I want you to pay attention. Verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks was one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and get about with the paps, gathered about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went forth a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. Hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah. Verse 17 is the effect. What did he say? And when I saw him, I fell down at his feet as dead. Hallelujah. Now that is how you know those who have seen. Amen. You know, today I am still I am. You see that small I am there, the God, the self-God. I'm still running around, running the show in my life. I go where I want. You know, like I was telling them in America, he said, I had me a good meal. Have you heard that before? I had me a good meal. So that is, we are indulging ourselves. We live this life as though it belongs to us. I go where I want to. I do what I want. I do this. I do this. I do this. It is a symptom and the sign of a disease. And that disease is called self. Amen. Amen. They told the man, you can go where you want to. But a time is coming when somebody will lead you. You will only go where that man wants to go. But we are speaking about a relationship. Not just Jesus as Jesus. Jesus means free salvation from sin. Okay, you are born again. Your sins are forgiven. Fine, you have it. Go. We're not just speaking about Christ, the place of the anointing. Huh? You pray for those who are sick. They are getting, you do this and that. Fine. But we are speaking about Christ, Jesus, the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a place where you see Christ again. And may we see him again today. Amen. See, the amen is not strong. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, there were these men that came. They said, we will see Jesus. How many people want to see Jesus? Amen. He said, sir, we will see Jesus. Hallelujah. And what did Jesus say to them? Except a grain of wheat falls down. If you want to see Jesus, you carry a cross. Where do you go? You go to the cross. Amen. And when you and I go to the cross, it is to be crucified. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. You know, there is a gospel today that has corrupted everywhere. The pleasure-seeking prosperity gospel. Anytime people don't have the prosperity, they will have the pleasure-seeking lifestyle. And it is afflicting our young people as a disease. Maybe we have failed because we didn't overcome it, so it's now come. Maybe you will be the hope. Do you have the spine to overcome? Because I see many of us competing with the world to have fun. I went somewhere and the young people there, I was talking to them, they were saying, this man is wasting time, it's finished, so we can party and dance. Amen. Party and dance has entered the church. Even in this room. Amen. And we are being turned afresh to this gospel. The gospel of the cross.
Amen.
The gospel of the cross. Who is to die on the cross? You know, John saw the revelation of the Christ. This guy was with Jesus. Read the Gospel of John, then read 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. All right? And this guy, he sees Christ in a new way. And he says that he just fell at his feet. That strength, the strength in me, you know, God, it needs to be broken. We need that brokenness of heart, brokenness of life. Amen. I say, God, you know, break me. Hallelujah. I was looking at a song. It says, take my life and let it be consecrated all to thee. It was written by men like you and I. Hallelujah. Young men. So there is something be laid open before you, before me this night. And it is a new way of the cross. And the Bible says, narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that walk in it. Hallelujah. I need to get back to the place of the cross. And when I get back to the place of the cross, it will affect everything in my life. I'm talking about relationship, my choices, clothes, who I'm going to marry, how I marry, how I will use my money, the kind of course I'm going to do, my relationships, my lifestyle, everything comes under the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there is life after the cross. Amen. There is life after. And Paul says, nevertheless I live, but Christ liveth in me. Amen. So the Christ that comes into the soul is not coming to beg. He's coming to have everything. It is all or nothing. Amen. Let's look at it and then we'll begin to close. Can I find it? I think it's somewhere in Matthew 19. It says, thou will love the Lord your God with all your heart. Can we look at it and then we'll begin to wind down. If you see it, just let us know. It says, a young man came and asked him, what is the greatest commandment? And what did he say to them? Have you seen it? That will love the Lord with all your heart, with all the soul. Are we not Bible students? All of us, I thought all of us are looking for it. Okay, now, it's when we see it, we'll continue. So let's all search for it. We must find it. Matthew 22. It says Matthew 22. Verse what? 36. Okay, thank you very much, brother. So he has found it. Matthew 22:36. We'll begin to close with this. It says, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. So this is the first and great commandment. Amen. So, the Christ that comes into the soul is to take over everything. All my heart, all my emotion, my desire, and my will. And we always say, you know, the relationship that you have with God, is it skin deep? Just skin deep, very surface. Or does it touch you in your soul? Amen. Does it touch your heart? The heart is where every part of the soul joins together. And even when it joins with the spirit and with the soul. It's a deep place. So it's your heart with God. Have you given your heart to Him? Amen. And in Hebrews chapter 8 it says, I will write my law in the inward part. Can we see that one? This one, did you show it? Okay, let's see Hebrews. Hebrews 8 verse 10. Oh, it's not working. It's coming up. Hebrews 8. Well, you can check it in your scripture. Okay, it's there. Okay, so for this is the covenant that we'll make. Says, I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their heart. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be. So in other words, in the New Testament standard, if your relationship with God does not begin from the heart, you don't have anything. Amen. You might as well be a Hebrew Jew man coming to conference. You know, when they say fellowship, you follow and go to. Well, you are deceiving yourself because nothing has changed. Something changes when the law touches the mind, touches the heart. That's the way you say mind, the way I am thinking, my mindset. That's my mindset is not controlled by the internet, Instagram, Twitter, what they say. That is, the things that I see there do not define beauty for me. Some of you young ladies, you don't even need one spot of rub on your face. You are so pretty. After this, go and look at my wife, you see, she's so pretty. Amen. Say amen now, you sisters. Amen. And she doesn't need one drop. I don't need any drop. Brother, we didn't need any drop. Amen. Hallelujah. If Brayago doesn't need it, I don't need it. Who then are you doing it for? Because the one we are training don't need it. We are there now. All those ones we are training. Do you need it? Simeon, do you need it? Amen. You should say amen now. Amen. I tell my daughter, you don't need it. You're already too pretty, sir. In fact, you will scare the boys away. You better believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we are speaking about identity. Alright? Nobody defines my identity for me. I have nothing to prove to anybody. And you should not have anything to prove to anybody. Amen. You should be life changer. You should change the culture. Amen. When people look at you, they take reference from you. Amen. Not you taking reference from those rascal girls in Hollywood. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How can you do it when you do not have that relationship? It's when you know Christ in that place of the heart that He will speak to you. Amen. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Hallelujah. He said the blessing will overtake you and go ahead of you. You'll be blessed in going out. You'll be blessed in the country. You'll be blessed in this. You will be the head and not the tail. Those things, you have a treasure open to you. The limitless blessing of God is open to you. But if you will do His will, Amen. The blessings of God are for those who obey Him. It's a covenant. If you do this and this, then you have this benefit. When you go and sign the contract, they'll tell you two parties. Party A will do so and so and so. Party B shall do so and so. Benefits of the contract: one, you shall have so and so and so. Two, you shall have access to this. That's the way it goes. You break the contract, you lose the benefits. The gospel we're preaching now is that you don't even talk about the contract, you get all the benefits. It doesn't work like that. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and you walk all over the world. Hallelujah. As a young person, you have the world at your feet. Yes, God will just open the doors. You know? So your classmates cannot run. My classmates cannot run with me. I don't have anything to compete with them. I'm not even discussing with them. No discussion. Amen. The blessings of God will overtake you and run ahead of you. Hallelujah. We are looking for men and women of steel, of timber and caliber. The timber and caliber is Christ. Amen. So some of you are finishing school now, wondering which job will I get, which job will I get. Oh yeah, now. Yeah, the father will talk and talk. Oh yeah, let him talk. Then there is another father. Do you, have you spoken to him? Don't you understand? When you speak to that one, he will command the word for you. Amen. So where is your strength? Where is your strength? God can give you anything you want, but if you meet the right condition. Hallelujah. So we are speaking about a covenant people. And that covenant is with the heart. Say, God, I give you my heart. Don't give your heart to any boy, any girl. You give the heart to Jesus, then He can give it to the boy. Because that means that boy has brought his heart and give it to Jesus. Yeah, no amen. Okay, let me say it again. You give your heart to Jesus, then He will give it to the boy. Then she will give the heart to Jesus, then she will give it to the other way around. Amen. You don't give direct. Hallelujah. So if the man has not arrived at the feet of Jesus, no show, no contract. Hallelujah. Well, how would you know if you are not there? So you must first of all get to that bus stop of Christ. Say, I surrender all. Amen. You know, all the preferences, surrender. All the things in the book, surrender. I say, Jesus, whatever you say. Amen. So we are closing. We were just able to start. Let's see how it's going to go as we continue. But when Christ comes into the soul, it begins a journey, a relationship. And this is a relationship of rule, of government. Amen. So Christ that comes in is not coming to bear, He's coming to take over everything. He's going to be a Lord of all. Hallelujah. But when He begins, you know, He begins to speak and begins to move. He comes with light, He begins to bring change, begins to turn things around. Hallelujah. And this now we're going to pray. We're going to pray for a fresh experience. Amen. With Christ. We're going to ask that, I'm not saying I'm born again afresh. I'm not talking about born again afresh. We're speaking about Christ. Meeting with Christ. You know, say, Christ, come into my soul. I make a covenant with my soul that You will be the government and Lord and Master of my soul. You'll be the husband, you'll be the life giver, the light giver, the shadow, the everything. You are all and all of my soul. Amen. Someone say, lover, shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Someone say, Jesus, lover of my soul. Amen. Have you found a lover today of your soul? You say, Lord, I give you all to Jesus. Hallelujah. We're not talking about MIS. We're speaking about Jesus. I come to you. Amen. Want to make that prayer? Be upstanding, and we are going to pray.